We are back in New Orleans, Louisiana. Sunbelt Conference Media Day 2018. Bill Culhane, along with Brand Freeman, now visiting with the coordinator of a Sunbelt Conference football official, Steve Shaw, kind enough to join us. Steve, busy day here in the Bienville room. I know you've got a full schedule, so let's get right to the matter at hand. And Brant and I, in the lead into the show this morning, we talked about how player safety has become such a big emphasis over the years. I remember in my playing days that it was the days of rub some dirt on it, you know, drinking water during practices for sissies. I'm old, right? Well, things are changing. Things are changing nowadays. And going into the 2018 season, just go over some of the rules that are on the horizon that fans listening out there need to keep an eye out for.
And it's a great lead-in because most of our rules this year have a player safety component to it. And probably the one that's gotten the most press is our kickoff rule. So, you know, stepping back, the kickoff is the most dangerous play in football.
It is.
And, you know, a lot of people talking about should we eliminate the kickoff. And so the goal of the rules committee is let's make that play a safer play. Let's find a way to make it a safer play. You know, you think of all the games that a big kickoff return has changed the momentum, or a surprise onside kick, or it's even in our nomenclature, you know, what time is kickoff? So what can we do to make the play safer? So this year we're adding a component. What we've seen in the data is that on plays that end with a touchback, the injury rate comes down significantly. So now we get, you know, better kickers and they want a sky kick and pin them back in the 20, inside the 25. So now the receiving team is going to have an opportunity to call for and make a fair catch. If it's behind the 25, then the ball will belong to their team at the 25. So it'll operate just like a fair catch. And the goal is to reduce injuries on the play. And then we're going to see what that does. And I would tell you, our coaches have come full circle because they want to be part of the solution now. And, you know, this idea, this rule change came from special team coaches. And there's other things that they have, you know, in the tank that we can do to make the play safer. Wanted to do one change this year, measure it, see what it did, and then see where we go from there.
Any other changes in terms of rules apart from that? That's a big one.
That is. So one of the changes this year, and again, another push around keeping the game moving. You know, last year we didn't really shorten halftime, but we said 20 minutes is 20 minutes. We did some work on ball mechanics with officials, work with our TV partners, and nationally the game shortened 4 minutes without taking plays out of the game. And that's what the coaches don't want to change rules that take plays out. So the challenge we've had this year, how do you keep doing that? Take that administrative dead time out. So two changes this year. So after a touchdown, so ball's ruled dead, now we'll go to a 40-second play clock. So touchdown, go to a 40-second play clock, will help expedite the try. And then after the kickoff, and the first play, we're going to a 40-second play clock. And really the goal there, keep the game moving.
Yeah, keep it moving.
Yep.
And that's a great segue, Steve Shaw with us here. And that is the review process. I know you watch a lot of football. We watch a lot of football. We're all at a lot of games. And sometimes those reviews seem to take a long time. Has that been any part of the conversation in the offseason about how to speed up that process?
Well, it really has. And so, you know, last year in the Sun Belt, we went to collaborative replay.
Yeah.
And the concern was, you know, so first let me say that was a huge success. We much more consistent in our reviews, and we avoided the dreaded incorrect outcome. But the concern was, okay, now you got another person in it, you got more time. And we held firm on our time. We didn't really hit our goal. We wanted to get it down to a minute 15, and we've got a little work to do. But here's what we're going to do to get it down to that minute 15. Most of the reviews are done pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. What happens is about 12% of our reviews go over 2 minutes. When it goes over 2 minutes, nothing good's going to happen. I mean, now we're searching to put things together. We're looking for clear and obvious, indisputable video evidence. If it's not there, if you've been there 2 minutes, you know, if you don't know, you know. Get out of it, let it stand, and let's move on. So I think we can keep shortening it by getting rid of the long reviews, and that's what the fans hate. You know, when it's pretty quick, you know,
yeah.
But the fans hate that long review.
Yeah.
Again, right now joining us is the Sun Belt Conference Coordinator of Officials, Steve Shaw. And, Steve, one of the things that Commissioner Benson mentioned earlier in the State of the Conference address was how much communication that you have, you know, throughout the season. Take us through that process. And by communication, I mean with the coaches. You know, after a game on Saturday, how quickly is your phone ringing? What happens throughout the week before the next games come up?
Yeah, so, you know, what I hope is to get at least to Sunday before I hear from a coach. But, you know, with technology as it is today, sometimes, you know, you can get a text Saturday night. But we have good relationship, good communication with our coaches. They have opportunity. You know, fans always say if there's something that looks, you know, controversial, oh, that coach is going to send that play in. Well, that's a routine process that we do on a weekly basis. Coaches are sending in five or six plays, you know, asking about officiating, asking how do they teach their players better, you know, on a call that they get. So that's pretty routine. But so we do that. I do a voiceover back to our coaches. But with Commissioner and his staff, so at 1 o'clock on Monday, and by then we've kind of broken down all the issues, you know, the major issues that were out there. And so we have a call, and we kind of go back through, you know, the plays that we need to review if Commissioner has a question. We always look at every targeting, any unsportsmanlike or any flagrant-type situation. He looks at that. But we really use that time, you know, by midday Monday, we know all the issues that are out there. Now, we still have a lot of work to do. My turnaround time is when the coach asks, you know, when they formally send in plays, we'll turn that back to them within 24 hours with a voiceover. But if we get through that Monday meeting with Commissioner, then usually we're pretty good to go, keep communicating. But, you know, the week is very intense with our officials. So we film grade. So, you know, I know fans sometimes, what is the accountability? But every play, every official gets a film grade on it. And so we turn that back to the officials by end of day Wednesday. And then in their Friday night meeting, they go back through their critique. The crew comes together, takes their film grade, goes back, watch the film together to pull the learnings out on Friday night.
So it's individual officials?
Absolutely.
Wow.
How much has that transparency grown over the last 20-plus years?
It's grown in the last 3 or 4 years. My role, and what's surprising, so I came off the field. This will be my eighth season as a coordinator.
Do you miss it, by the way?
I miss greatly being on the field, but I love the job. So, you know, it's a trade-off. And so I get to work a spring game here and there with some guys. But, you know, what has changed dramatically, and it is the media, and I don't mean just you guys. I'm just talking about social media, everything. You know, my job initially was, you know, go recruit and train the best officials we can get, you know, get them better and better, and then evaluate them and, you know, make changes where we need to make changes. I would tell you half of my job now is dealing with, you know, comments that we get. It's either, you know, they monitor social media like crazy on Saturdays, and, you know, Twitter will go crazy, you know, wherever, and then we got to respond to it. So, the big change for me is how much, you know, and I don't do a lot of media straight up. I mean, especially in season, you know, I give, you know, the conference office the geeky officiating language. They clean it up and then figure out where to put it. But here's the thing we've learned. If you just no comment things, they blow bigger and bigger and bigger. Good or bad, make a comment, get a statement out there, and then move on. And I am very honest, especially with our coaches. You know, if we haven't, and I use soft language, right? We don't have blown calls. We don't have horrible calls. But occasionally we'll have an incorrect call. But I think when you're communicating with coaches, you've got to say, hey, this was an incorrect call. Here's why. You know, positioning, mechanics, what did we not do properly, and how do we correct it? Just like they look at when a guy misses a block or misses a tackle or misses an assignment, how do you correct it? And that's where we are. So we're very honest with them, but we're also honest when we say, hey, this is a correct call, this is the expectations, but that helps them coach better.
Well, Brant, we need to be more careful on Facebook and Twitter.
I guess so, yeah. We got to lay it off of the officials, man.
All right, well, Steve, do appreciate you visiting with us and looking forward to a great 2018 season, including the guys with the stripes on.
Absolutely. You know, we're the third team on the field, cheer for us a little bit when y'all are up there.
We do.
We'll make an adjustment.
Again, that's Steve Shaw, coordinator of officials for the Sun Belt, Bill Colhane, along with Brant Freeman from the Bienville Room in New Orleans at the Superdome. After this break, Brant talked about it, the Bobcats won one day the Bobcats are going to be in a bowl. Will it be 2018? Billy Ferrante from the New Orleans Bowl is going to join us after this break on KTSW and TXStateBobcats.com.